So, what is it like to have a super intuition or psychic-like intuition? If you're curious about this, stay tuned to this episode. Before I go into what it's like to have a super intuition, what is it not like? Okay. I talk about intuition development and channeling development on this channel a lot, and basically, if your intuition is underdeveloped, okay, if you've not quite reached its maximum potential yet, you may experience some things like feeling drained when you do any kind of intuitive work, when you attempt to connect, when you attempt to have this divine connection, if you feel tired, if you feel drained. If, for example, your intuition comes in a very random way, so random meaning it's involuntary. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You don't always know when or how to make it work or have it happen. If your intuition is kind of, so whatever that you sense is kind of hazy. Okay, that is also another sign that it is definitely not super yet. And so hazy, if it's hazy, if it's vague, if it's kind of gray, okay, however you're receiving it, it's kind of muted or gray. Another thing that you might experience if your intuition is underdeveloped is if, perhaps you're receiving clearly, however, you don't understand what you're receiving and what it actually means, okay? Or it's not crystal clear, meaning perhaps you receive a very clear sign, a very clear symbol, maybe even words or sounds. You hear a certain message, but you don't know what it means. You don't know what it might be referring to, which area of your life. You may just not know, what question this is answering, for example, right? So what it pertains to, okay? Or you may have an inkling of what it means, but then you realize later or you find out later that you may be wrong, okay? So you've misinterpreted what you've received, or you perhaps experience or sense something that scares you. Okay, and you feel that fear. Okay, so that's also another sign that your intuition, your divine connection is underdeveloped. If you're a mentor, coach, trainer, yogi, or healer, and you sense there is more to your path and this universe for you to discover, and you don't want to wait until you cross over to the other side to find out the answers, then you're in the right place. Using your intuition doesn't have to be vague, inconsistent, draining, or filled with uncertainty. You don't need to be born in a family of psychics. You don't need crystals, pendulums, oracle cards, or years of meditation. What you need is a practical, structured methodology to access, understand, and use your natural intuitive gift. I'm Desiree, a self-taught intuitive, and I've spent more than a decade helping purpose-driven souls heal karmic and ancestral patterns through various spiritual wellness therapies. I'm on a mission to help you align with your highest calling by mastering your soul's intelligence. And in this podcast, I will share how. All of these really point to, when your intuition is underdeveloped, when it's not quite super yet, it's basically unreliable. And the worst thing about that is that it's very difficult then to trust it. okay, as much as you think, ah, I really want to trust my intuition, I really want to trust what I'm receiving and sensing, or perhaps you're like, why is everyone else around me, you know, have such keen intuition, they have such strong sense about something, they just seem to know and they seem to be able to flow with it, you know, they seem to be able to just go with that decision even when it doesn't make sense, even when there's no logical explanation, and, you know, meanwhile, you're still there kind of analyzing and overanalyzing and trying to find some kind of logic to how and what you're receiving. Okay. That hesitation, that taking a really long time to, let's say, flow or move or take action, make a decision based on your intuition, is also a sign that it's definitely not super yet. Yeah. And so, you know, what happens is, and this was certainly what it was like for me in the past, right, before I really activated this ability, is when it came to, for example, you know, making decisions, right? That's a major one. Intuition is definitely one of, you know, one of the best ways to use it is to use it to make decisions. And, you know, it really affected my decision-making in the past. I would take really, really long, you know, a long time trying to weigh the pros and cons, trying to analyze and overanalyze and check and research and, you know, check, double-check, confirm, reconfirm, as they say in Singapore, double-confirm. Yeah, I know that's not proper English, but that's how and what we say here, right? And, you know, it was just, you know, it took me a really long time in the past to, for example, recognize signs that were like right in front of me, you know, or synchronicities, right? So if I saw something once, I would recognize it. I would think, oh, maybe that means something, maybe it's not. You know, if I saw it twice, I'd be like, oh, maybe it's a coincidence. But then is it, you know, I'd wonder again. And then three times you're like, okay, now something's fishy. Like, perhaps it is kind of synchronicity. Perhaps it really is a sign, you know, but then I'll overanalyze it again. And I'll think, oh, but, you know, maybe I'm just making it up. Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Right? And I'm sure that you guys out there who are listening to me can, you know, probably identify with some of these things. And yeah, and so what happens is I used to waste a lot of time. I used to waste a lot of money, a lot of effort on the wrong decisions, on just making detours, you know, going in a roundabout way, you know, especially when I didn't go with my intuition. Overanalyzed it, went round and round, and then, you know, maybe made the so-called wrong decision. And when I say wrong, I just mean something that's not really aligned with my higher good. I had to circle back. And then, you know, I think to myself, oh, I should have just like chosen the other one because I had a feeling, you know, I had that sense. But what happens is it's, you know, I have to say that when it's not that clear, it is also harder to kind of flow with it. Right? Because if you're only kind of getting a vague inkling, and, you know, there isn't any kind of, let's say, physical data to support it, if people around you are saying something that is different because they can't see it, they're not sensing or picking up what you're sensing, then, you know, it's really, really difficult to kind of flow with what you're sensing, right? Okay. And, you know, ultimately, intuition is our, you know, it's the voice of our souls, right? And if we're not listening, if we're not connected deeply to this inner essence, to our true selves, to our true essence, it's really, really hard to then be in alignment with our souls, with then the universe, with our path, our higher calling, right? And so it kind of has a bigger, let's say, effect, a kind of ripple effect as well. You know, it in the long run or the long term, it's like at some point, if you don't have that kind of crystal clarity, you start to kind of wonder then, you know, okay, if I've checked all the boxes, if I have followed what, you know, I'm supposed to follow and supposed to do, the path to, you know, I've always picked the, you know, I've always kind of picked and made choices based on doing the right thing, okay, doing what I was taught, what, you know, everyone deems as success, then why do I still feel a little bit like a gap, a dissatisfaction inside, or like something doesn't feel right? And, you know, it can be quite, let's say, unsettling or even disturbing when it seems like everything in life is going well. Everything, you know, there's nothing really to complain about. You know, you may even feel like if I were to complain or say that I'm dissatisfied, it's kind of ungrateful, right? You know, because I have so much, I have wonderful people around me, I have loved ones that support me, so I'm supposed to be completely happy and feel satisfied, but I'm just not feeling what I know I can be feeling, right? And then, I don't know about you, but like, for very analytical types like us, you then start to think, oh, but then, you know, maybe I'm just imagining that, maybe it will pass, and then 1 year passes and you still kind of feel that nagging, tiny little doubt inside or dissatisfaction, unsettled feeling, and then year two comes and, you know. So, back to the topic, right, of having this super intuition, having this psychic-like intuition, you know, before I share with you what it's like to be able to experience that and what that really, you know, what me and some of my students will tell you, you know, you may have tried like figuring it out on your own, you know, especially when, like I said, if you've experienced any of the things that I mentioned before, like your intuition's kind of random, it's kind of hazy, it's not quite there, so it's hard to trust, it's kind of unreliable. You may have thought, okay, maybe I'll try and do a meditation, I'll try and, you know, get a book on Akashic Records, and how to channel and connect, or, you know, I'll just figure out this decision by myself, or go with logic, right? You know, analyze the pros and cons, make lists. And then you may have found that you're still in the same place of not feeling quite satisfied, or you might still be in the same place where you may have even more questions after reading the books, after watching the videos, or trying to figure it out on your own. Okay. And then, you know, maybe you've joined a workshop before and you think to yourself, okay, like if I get some guidance, it might be better, right? And, you know, there are kind of psychic awareness workshops out there. Maybe a weekend, 2-3 days. And, you know, the Soul Intelligence program, which I teach now, it actually began as a short workshop. What I found was there were a lot of gaps, right? Just trying to learn something in 1 weekend or two. Like, the students that I was teaching kind of ended up with more questions, not less, after, right? And there's a kind of... you know, what was really lacking was that along the way with the practice, more things would come up, more questions, more clarifications were needed. And so it was kind of insufficient, right? Yeah, perhaps you could kind of learn a method, but there was just so much more. Yeah, and so... what is it actually like once you do develop your super intuition or have the psychic-like intuition? So the first thing is that when your intuition is supercharged, you know, it's a very visceral, tangible experience. Okay, what I mean is it is no longer hazy, vague, gray. It's multi-sensory, which means it's not just about actually seeing images, hearing sounds, messages, you know, having sensations in your body, really feeling the emotions as part of the messages. It is, you know, and most of all, the knowing is really strong. Okay. And what I mean by this is it becomes so clear that it's undeniable. You know, it's, you couldn't even change, right, what you're receiving if you wanted to. Okay. And some of you might be thinking, oh no, but like, does this mean that I'm going to be seeing, hearing, feeling all the time? You know, and especially if you are already an empath, you know, you may be concerned like, oh, but then I'm already sensitive. Does it mean that I become more sensitive? It actually is the opposite, let's say. It's not that you become more sensitive. If, you know, if you're already sensitive, that doesn't change. But as part of developing your intuition, it's really important that you learn how to manage your energy and you learn how to manage your ability as well. Okay. And if you're an empath and you feel affected by what's around you, it's not because you are too sensitive. Okay. I've got quite a few episodes on this. So do check back. I have episodes on, you know, shielding, on proper energy management, on what might be going wrong if you're an empath and you feel drained or you feel like you're picking up bad energy. But basically, it's about learning how to manage your ability. Okay, and that is key. And when you fully develop and maximize your intuitive gift and your divine connection, it also means learning how to turn it on and off whenever you need. Okay, and that's also, you know, the beauty of it, because when you can so-called control it, right, when it stops just being something random where sometimes you sense something when you meet someone and other times you don't sense anything at all, right, but where you can consciously, voluntarily, you know, if you have a method, call upon this divine connection, receive your answers and understand them, it is a whole other ballgame. Okay, at that point, you won't even be worried about, you know, being oversensitive or not. Okay, simply because you can also turn it off, right? You don't have to be like so-called on all the time, right? But of course, disclaimer here, like our intuition works 24/7, no doubt. Right? But you don't necessarily want it to be supercharged 24/7, right? And so, you know, I have friends who even ask me, they're like, oh, does this mean like every single time you meet someone, you know, like everything about them, their whole life stories, you know, their history, their, you know, like how do you even go on a date and like if you know everything already? It doesn't quite work that way, or rather, you know, there are a lot of things in life that I like to just discover, and I love the adventure of that discovery as well. You know, for me, it's not just the destination, but the journey, as they say. And so, yes, of course, I can sense and I can feel and I can pick up a lot more than an average person. But, you know, if I'm on a date, if I'm on, you know, I'm out with friends or I'm just meeting someone, socially, casually, whatever, right? I don't necessarily want to turn it on to 100%, right? Like I am in the moment enjoying the tea or coffee or whatever it is that I'm having as well, right? And it really is like that. Like it is a matter of learning how to manage it, knowing how and when to, you know, supercharge it, turn it on 100% or not, right? But I mean, keep this in mind, like it's never going to be zero. It's not zero anyway, whether or not you develop it, right? It is on all the time anyway, because this is your divine connection with your soul, with your, you know, true essence, right? There's no such thing as being able to sever the connection with your own soul. It's just about whether or how much you're aware of it or not. And how well you're able to decipher it or not, right? So especially if you have all these analytical thoughts racing, you're distracted by so many other things, then yeah, it may be a little bit more difficult to hear it, but it doesn't mean that it's not there or it's off, right? So yeah. And so, you know, for me, so that's the first thing. It's a very visceral experience, and it is something that only when you experience it, you'll understand. It's no longer hazy. It's no longer, you know, vague. You don't just kind of get an inkling. It's a knowing, right? And you can train your intuition to reach a point where it's a knowing, right? And this also means, and this is, I think, one of my favorite things about it is you just move through life really quickly. Everything is really swift. So making decisions, it's fast, right? And making aligned decisions, you know, everything just goes really more swiftly, right? Instead of the umming and the eyeing and the deciding and the researching and the, like, I don't need to spend that much time on it anymore. Like, and, you know, that flow in life, that it's spiritual flow, okay, also means that the right things come my way at the right time and I'm able to recognize it. So it's just so much easier because I don't actually have to, most of the time, if there's something that I need or I, you know, truly desire and I'm curious about, like, it comes to me, right? So if I was, I don't know, searching for a program or a coach or whatever to teach me a certain thing, like, it pops up all around me. All I need to do is set the intention, and it comes my way, right? And that's also the result of being able to use my intuition to stay really aligned in my path, right? Being able to very quickly distinguish and determine what is right for me at this higher soul level or not, okay? And so, yes, you know, making aligned decisions really fast, being able to have quick answers anytime I need, like, intentionally receive quick answers anytime I need. And look, I mean, all of this sounds perhaps too good to be true. This is, you know, and at one point, you know, some years ago before I activated it, I wish that it was like this. I wondered how it was like this for some of my friends and some of my peers. But now, actually experiencing it, I mean, just things really do fall into place in life, you know, for me. Whereas it wasn't like this before, right? You know, it just, it always felt like there was a lot that was stuck. Life was really difficult. I felt really, you know, negative about, like, I was really negative about so many things in life, right? And a lot of that was also, when you don't have a strong, clear connection, divine connection, it's hard to kind of see past your challenges. It's hard to see it with spiritual depth. Okay. And so that's another favorite thing for me. Like, you know, I always say, like, it doesn't mean that when you have the psychic, like, intuition, when you have this super ability and this gift that you really, you know, hone, that life is perfect, you know, far from it, right? It's, you know, life still has its challenges, of course, right? And, you know, that really is, you know, the reason why we're here, having this, you know, physical experience in the human body. It is for soul expansion, right? And so, in that, you know, the fastest way to kind of grow, develop, and expand is to go through a lot of these, what we perceive as difficulties and challenges, sometimes a hell lot of shit in our lives, right? There are some that are essential. There are some which are extra drama, which I have to say, I no longer have to go through because, you know, I can see it really clearly, really quickly, and I'm making really, you know, much better decisions than I used to. because I'm recognizing really fast, really quickly, like what is aligned in my path or not.
This episode is brought to you by the Soul Intelligence Intuition Program. The program is for wellness practitioners to develop a reliable divine connection they can authentically trust and to understand intuitive messages clearly by becoming intuitive readers. Application opens only a few times a year to a select few. So if you want to be among the first to be notified, get yourself on the wait list now by visiting www.soulintelligence.sg.
And so when it comes to challenges and difficulties, like that's, you know, I mean, I think there's some life lessons that I'm working through that I probably worked through my whole life, perhaps multiple lifetimes. I have already worked through them and I continue to work through them. However, what it does mean is being really equipped, being able to move through my challenges a lot more quickly, being equipped to see through other people's intentions and their struggles, their life lessons as well, right? There, you know, we may be experiencing life together with our soulmates, our soul friends, our soul families, but the, let's say our life lessons, our path as individual, you know, that's still something that we alone have to walk and experience by ourselves, right? Yeah, with the support of our soulmates and soul friends and soul family, yes, but it's still our path, okay? And so again, yeah, it's not perfect, but you're just a lot more equipped, you know, such that you, when you're able to kind of have this higher perspective over your challenges, understand the deeper workings, the reasons, the purpose, the meaning behind these challenges, right? You know, and I find this especially useful for the repeated patterns that you may notice in life. You know, it's like, I think for many of us, we come to a point where we start to realize that, oh, this situation feels familiar. You know, maybe the characters have changed, the people around us have changed, but the situation feels the same. Why, you know, and you may have asked yourself this, I know I've asked myself this a lot in the past, like, why does this keep happening to me? And then you start to think at some point when you have that awareness, like, is it me, right? And the thing is, even if it's so-called is you, what, you know, a more important question, it's not about blame, right? A more important question is, what is the purpose of the situation and why, and, you know, what's the reason, that higher, deeper reason, right, when it comes to our soul journeys, this is happening, right? Because once you can crack that, once you understand it, it's just so much easier to resolve and so much easier to prevent happening. It's so much easier to then prevent it from happening again, right? And even if it does happen again, the next time you're just so much more equipped, right? You have so much more awareness. If you understand that so-called life lesson, the next time it happens, you'll be able to exercise what you need to, right? So, you know, and then fulfill the reason for that thing happening, right? You fulfill that reason and that purpose so it doesn't need to happen again, right? Yeah, and so one of the greatest gifts for me in having the super intuition, right? So some people, you know, if you think of it like just on the surface level, right? Immediately it's like, oh, you can predict the future. Oh, you can see this, you can do that. And, you know everything. Yeah, that's really kind of just the surface level of looking at it, right? More profoundly, it's just having the ability to see beyond the right and the wrong of a situation, which, you know, is judgment and is what we usually are aware of, like, up front, let's say. That's usually, like, the first thing that we're aware of, the first things that we see in someone or in a situation, right? And that's those first things are what we judge, right? And having this much, you know, this deeper divine connection and having the clarity and understanding that comes with it, like, means that you can have this x-ray vision almost into a situation, into a person, into a challenge, and a problem, you know. Yeah, so that is really, for me, one of the beautiful things about this ability and having this skill, you know. And because what happens is when you're able to see more deeply and more profoundly into a situation, you're able to stay really aligned with your path. If you're in a position where you haven't quite discovered your purpose yet in life, right? And when we say purpose, you know, we are often referring to something spiritual because it's something that goes beyond, something that is deeper, right? Beyond all the boxes of perhaps success that you've already checked, right? Beyond the physical things that you already have and that you've already achieved, right? And so usually when we say life purpose, that deeper meaning, it is of spiritual nature, right? And so you need a spiritual ability and skill to be able to stay aligned on that path, even if you have discovered what your purpose is, right? Because as you know, there's so much more along the way. You know, I think even in saying discover your purpose, and I've got a lot of episodes about this, but it's not even really, you know, like, it's not about finding your purpose. It's, you know, it really finds you, right? But it's about being able to recognize all the signs on your path, making all the, you know, the most aligned decisions that lead you there, right? And for that, you most definitely need that divine connection, that soul connection, and a super intuition that goes just beyond, you know, guessing games, just goes beyond predictions. And, you know, I think that's a really old kind of model and an old model and idea of what psychics are, what psychic ability really is, and what having a super intuition is like. Right? It is not about fortune telling. And I think if you're here and you're, you know, listening to this, then you already know that, right? It is so much more. And yeah, and so we're not talking about, what do they call it? Penny psychics and, you know, whatever, impressive tricks or illusions, or it's not that at all. It's really about that divine connection with your deepest essence, and whether you call that your soul or something else doesn't really matter, yeah. But it's that, you know, if you stripped everything else away, that life force that lives on, right? That is that life force that is eternal, right? And intuition is that life force's voice, right? It's the voice of your essence. Yeah. Okay. So for me, having this so-called superpower really gives me an edge in life. It, you know, I mean, the kind of flow that I'm experiencing in life right now is, it just is, you know, it, things have really changed since activating this, right? And I have to say, even before I activated this, yes, I was grateful for my life. I had a lot to be thankful for. I was already on my path. I was practicing, you know, wellness work and so on then already. By then I had spent quite some years as a regression therapist, you know, taking my clients between lives into past lives. I was exploring a lot of, you know, higher consciousness and all of that. But I still felt like there was something missing. And I still felt like my direction wasn't all that clear, you know. But after I activated this, like, I mean, whatever I need comes to me and I can see it, I recognize it immediately. And it's just so much easier to flow with life. It's like instead of swimming against the current, you're being carried by it, carried by the current, you know, on a leaf, on a on a boat, right? So, yeah. Okay, so if this is something that you're really curious about, that kind of speaks to you and calls to you, like what can you do, right? Because if you've tried to maybe figure it out on your own, if you've tried, you know, the books, the videos, the guided meditations, and you maybe made some headway, but you don't feel you really maximize it yet, you don't feel you've quite gotten it to that level that you, you know, desire or you're curious about, or that you've even, you know, heard me describe in this episode or other episodes, you know, the recommendation that I can give you is train and develop the gift, right? Because if you're already intuitive and you're aware of it, you have an even greater responsibility to hone it. Okay, because a gift means nothing if you just basically half-ass it. If it, you know, it remains latent but undeveloped. If, you know, just having the potential really means nothing. You know, maximize that potential, right? So learn, develop, train. If it means that you start with the books, the videos, a short workshop, great. But if you have already done that, you know, it might be time to actually learn properly, get yourself, you know, develop it to a level where a level of expertise, okay, practice. Okay, so get guidance, practice, meaning use it, okay? And practice is really important too. I always say this in the program, it's 50% of what's going to get you there, basically. But practice in a way where you have a method that can deliver you consistent results, right? And where you can actually get feedback on. Right? Because it's a very internal experience, which means nobody really knows what's going on when you're sensing and feeling something. And if you don't ever get any kind of affirmation about it, especially in the beginning, you know, if you don't get any feedback, like, how do you even really know if what you're doing is what you're doing? And if you're doing what you're so-called supposed to, if you're on track or not, okay? If it's so-called, you know, accurate, resonant or not, okay? And that requires external feedback, right? And it's this external feedback that is going to help you build the proof and therefore the authentic trust in your intuition, in your abilities, okay? So yes, get guidance, train, practice, get feedback for proof so that you can build this trust, okay? Use it, right? You know, the thing... It's something else that, you know, some of you out there may have tried already or are curious about is maybe having a much bigger, more profound, like a big spiritual experience, okay? So you may have thought, oh, you know, what about a past life regression, a between lives regression, maybe a shamanic journey, perhaps, you know, journeying with plant medicine, you know, like ayahuasca or any of these aids, right? Maybe you're thinking, oh, you know, I'll go on a retreat, something that will help me like connect better, help me, you know, really start to believe that this is real. Excuse me. All right. And if those things call you, go for it. I highly recommend, I mean, most of these experiences that I've had have been amazing. And so if you haven't, go for it. The only thing I'll say is, what you do need to take note of is what happens after that. Okay, because if you're going to come back from that with more questions, if you're going to come back with that and you're going to wonder how to apply what you've experienced to your day-to-day life, to the so-called problems that you encounter all the time, right? You know, you may go off to a wonderful retreat, travel somewhere, and then you come back to, I don't know, that shitty person that you have to face every day, right? And you still don't understand that karmic link. You don't understand what the purpose of this so-called soulmate in your life, right? What is the purpose of having this person there? you know, if you still find it hard to kind of apply your spiritual experience and what you've learned and you know, to your day-to-day, you know, that's where learning how to connect anytime, anywhere, right, and do it independently of these tools, right? So just being able to channel and connect without cards, without, you know, a regression therapist, right? And I mean, I've been a regression therapist for such a long time. I love this work. I still do this, you know, with my private clients and in other programs. And so, yes, I highly recommend it. But, you know, there's still that question of what happens when your therapist, your shaman, your plant medicine, your pendulum, your cards are not there. What happens then? Does this mean that you can't make that aligned decision and you stay confused and unclear? Right? And even if you say, well, okay, I'll contact a channeler, an astrologer, a tarot reader then, you know, because they can help me. Great. You know, that so-called external validation can, again, help build your trust, you know, over time, especially if, you know, they, you know, whatever they say match whatever that you're sensing. But over time, that's not sustainable, because does that mean that every time you have a major life decision, or even if it's not major, you know, even if it's, I mean, hiring the right person for your team, you know, choosing which path, which country to move to, well, that's quite major. But yeah, I mean, these are just some examples, right? Maybe choosing where to invest your money, you know, when to sell off some of your investments, right? That's a lot of that. Yes, you can research it, you can learn. And learn to kind of understand the physical data and analyze it in that way. But at the end of it, it really is about your intuition. It's really about having that higher connection, being able to have that X-ray vision that is going to give you your edge, right? And so it's not sustainable in the long run, in the long term, if you have to rely on all of those tools. Yeah. Okay. And so if all of these tips have been helpful for you, if you're curious about intuitive readings, about becoming an intuitive reader, about, you know, being able to have this clear divine connection and being able to understand it, having that spiritual knowledge, that knowledge about energy as well, to, you know, not only manage your energy body and yourself, but being able to understand the soul journey better so that you understand with depth what you are receiving. Send me a direct message, and I can share a little bit more details about the Soul Intelligence program. It's an intuition program for wellness practitioners, for people who are wellness enthusiasts, okay? And so if you've ever mentored or still do, if you mentor, if you coach, if you teach, if you train, if you somehow practice, wellness and spirituality, whether that's professionally with clients or with friends and family, and you're curious about honing and developing this, you know, maximizing really your intuitive gift and ability, okay, and how you can apply that to your life, apply that to your work, send me a direct message and, you know, I'll ask you a couple of questions to just see if this is even something suitable for you, if it can even give you what you're looking for. And I'll share next steps and so on. So I hope this has been really useful for you. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Whether you are on your commute, walking your dog, running errands, or just pottering around the house, I am so grateful that you're taking the time to tune in. Now, if you're curious about what goes on behind the scenes, I am on Instagram as well. And if you have any questions about this episode, feel free to send me a direct message there. Now, if you found this podcast helpful, please share it with a friend and hit the subscribe button.